So this UBS program was this one to recruit people in the U.S. with a net worth of between 40 and 50 million was staffed by 50 to 80 senior calling officers and 1,000 client advisors. They were based in Zurich, Geneva, and Lugano. Each officer made 2 to 10 surreptitious trips per year to the United States, calling on 30 to 40 existing clients per visit. They were busy little bees, weren't they? And trying to recruit new ones by attending high net worth watering holes like Miami's Art Basel, whatever, and the UBS Regatta in Newport. By 2007, this program had garnered 20,000 American clients with offshore assets at UBS alone worth $20 billion. To achieve these results, UBS established an elaborate formal training program which coached bankers on how to avoid surveillance by U.S. Customs and law enforcement, falsify visas, encrypt communications, secretly move money in and out of the country, and market security products, even without broker-dealer licenses. Freedom of movement. We are as gods before you slugs out there. Continuing with Mr. Henry, the most important point is that this entire program would clearly have become impossible without the knowledge and approval of the bank's most senior officials in Switzerland and probably some senior U.S. executives as well. Although the committee did not press this point. they didn't. I wonder why. Third, blacklisting havens focuses on the wrong dimension. As Senator Levin's hearing has underscored, the real problem is a global pirate banking industry that cuts across individual havens and includes many of our largest, most influential commercial and investment banks, hedge funds, law firms, and accounting firms. They got their butts covered, right? We got our accountants, we got our hedge funds. Okay, I'm ready to roll. Let's move this rocket ship. From their standpoint, it doesn't much matter whether a particular haven survives. Right. Chop off one leg, another one grows in its place. It's rolling. So long as others turn up to take their place in providing anonymity, security, and low tax returns. Up to now, despite blacklisting, the supply of new tax haven vehicles has been very elastic. It's also well to remember that UBS and LGT are hardly the only global private banks involved in recruiting wealthy clients to move money offshore. Oh, best believe they're not. I mean, this is an orchestrated campaign. No doubt. And not. This is 2008. It's probably been going on for decades because we know they got organized. Well, I guess there's this, you got to picture these levels of organization, you know, beginning with the heads rolling in the French Revolution and then them deciding never, ever again. We got to make sure this never happens. And then proceeding apace, step by step. Not all the founding fathers, certainly, but I would bet that enough of them had in their minds that object of establishing finally Plato's dream. I mean, we know that they were quote unquote classicists, that they felt very comfortable with slavery. It's obvious that that was the intent, a captive class system, people who cannot move from their status has been their fantasy. Why? That dream of knowing everything, that dream of being godly, godlike, was so intoxicating, is still so intoxicating. The pursuit of knowledge infinite, or the fantasy of it.